Hello, guys. Welcome to the first episode of Galaxy of Podcasts. First of all, a thanks to Anchor for helping me record this. And thank you for Logo Maker for the awesome logo. So in this episode, we'll be reviewing the Mandalorian Wars. So what are the Mandalorian Wars? Well, according to Kreia, formerly known as Darth Treya, the Mandalorian Wars were a series of massacres that masked another war, a war of conversion, culminating in a final atrocity that no Jedi could walk away from, save one. So, it was a war between the Mandalorian warriors, very strong and brutal group of people that weren't just from the planet Mandalore. They invited others to help them conquer worlds that weren't in the Republic at the time. That's how it started. They conquered other worlds, so the Republic didn't know what was going on. And this is happening 2 decades after the end of the Great Sith War, which was the War of Exar Kun. So, they were conquering worlds in the Outer Rim, like the planet of the Cathars, and maybe Tatooine even. And we learned from Juhani in the game KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic, that the Mandalorians came in and just took out all their defenses and communication and just started massacring everyone. No survivors. Luckily, Juhani and her parents escaped to Taris, so we can learn that bit of information. Well, the Mandalorians decided to conquer the Republic worlds in 3965 BBY, and they were led by Mandalore the Ultimate, who was a Neo-Crusader, and also his lieutenant, Cassus Fett. They started conquering and were, like I said, the cause of the near extinction of the Cathar species. It wasn't until they assaulted Taris where the Republic finally gained a knowledge or an interest in this. They broke through what was known of as the False Wars, which was them conquering those Outer Rim worlds. But after Taris, the Mandalorians confronted the Republic, and the Republic wanted the Jedi's help, and the Jedi Council refused. They thought something else, something darker, was going on. But one rogue Jedi called the Revanchist was not happy with the Republic losing this war. So he rallied a bunch of Jedi, including his friend Alec, to join the Republic, taking control. Now, Revan was a tactical genius. He won multiple battles instantly, and the Republic started winning. And then Supreme Chancellor Tol Kressa, leader of the Republic, granted him Supreme Commander in 3962 BBY. So that's just 1 year after the Besiege of Taris. He started beating down the Mandalorians, and in the final battle of Malachor V in 3960 BBY, activated a super weapon called the Mass Shadow Generator. Now, going back to what Kreia said, it was a war of conversion that only one Jedi will walk away from. Well, we learned from HK-47, Revan's assassin droid, in KOTOR 2, Knights of the Old Republic 2, that the Mass Shadow Generator's purpose was to corrupt the Jedi, bringing Revan into ultimate power. He just defeated Mandalore the Ultimate. He's then on his way to becoming the Dark Lord of the Sith with his friend Alec, who changes his name to Malak. So Darth Revan and Darth Malak. Very powerful duo. So that is going to lead up into the Jedi Civil War. But this is about the Mandalorian Wars. So we learn from Candorous Mandalorian in KOTOR 1 about his Battle of Alfheir. It was his real adrenaline kicker when he conquered his fear. They rode on basilisk droids, dropping from orbit and leveling planetary defenses. And it was a true moment for a Mandalorian. Nothing but thin plating stopping them from burning up in that moment. Now, the Mandalorians were ruthless in their assaults. They would show no mercy to those who would not join them. It was Cassus Fett's idea that he presented to Mandalore the Ultimate, that he should start recruiting some of these people from the worlds they conquered. So you had other species, maybe some Weequay. They had some Twi'leks helping them out. A whole bunch of different species going under the name of Mandalorian, under that creed. Well, the Mandalorians were winning this point, and the Republic was at a very bad spot before Revan joined, pleading with the Jedi Council for some help. But again, the Jedi Council sensed a darker presence, because this all started with the Sith going to the Mandalorians. The Mandalorians don't like Sith and don't like Jedi, but the Sith came with an offer that said, if you fight the Republic, it will be a battle that will be remembered forever. And the Mandalorians thought that would be incredible. Whether they win or lose, honor is gained from the battle, especially if it'll be remembered throughout all the universe. It was going very well till Revan took control of their army. And keep in mind, he gained access codes to defenses. He got all the fleet once he got named the Supreme Commander. So that just helps his rise to power on the Sith. Because they had great commanders that weren't Jedi or Sith at the time joined the dark side. Saul Kareth joined the Sith as well. And then bombed Telos. So the Mandalorian Wars, all in all, were a great help to Revan gain his power, leading up to his ultimate Dark Lord of the Sith title. Great way to conquer your enemies. Be one, be the best, and then turn sides after beating the enemy. Well, that's it for the first episode. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll catch you on the next one.